that would provide you with an incredible amount of information. He talked to Bill O'Reilly about the possibilities of a library in your brain.
Sometime in the next century, because computer chips are getting smaller and faster, and eventually the time will come when a child is implanted with a little chip back here and will learn to control the chip in the same way that you learn to control your bodily functions and your voice and your movements, so that not only can you... right now my mind is telling my body to talk, and it's supplying my mouth with the words that I'm giving to you, and the mind could also learn to say to the chip, go to a certain web page, download some information, and supply it to the inside of my eyeballs.
You believe that you can you're going to be actually able to tell your mind through a chip to provide you with information that you can then speak. So on this program, this would be great for me. You put a little chip in there, and if I didn't know something, I could say to the chip, would I have to say it out loud or just think it?
Either way.
I could just think it. Give me an answer.
Right now, we're loaded up with bionic stuff already. I'm wearing glasses. I have fillings in my teeth. This is a wristwatch. I'm wearing clothing, which allows me to adjust to the climate as I go outside. So it's obviously only a matter of time until convergence allows us to match the number one tool of the next century, and that would be the computer chip.
I mean, okay, so the computer chip,
glasses are tools.
Sure, but all of these are external. The computer should be in you, and that's what frightens me.
Well, could be in you, or it could be wherever you wanted it to be. And it would allow you to make telephone calls without having a cell phone, allow you to surf the web without having a monitor.
Well, show me how. So if I had a chip embedded in my head, I could make a telephone call by
telling
the chip.
You could just start talking.
Call Mom?
Yeah.
And Mom would be, and I could talk to her?
And you would just say, hello, Mom.
I wouldn't have a phone or anything.
No. And so you'd have to have some body language so people would know what you were doing.
Let's say you're standing
at the American Airlines terminal.
Yeah.
And you're calling the Advantage desk and saying, I've missed my flight. Do you have any seats at 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're standing there saying that, somebody's going to look at you like you're one of these crazy...
But not if everybody had the chip. They'd all know what was going on.
Well, but you would do this.
Right. You go there with a little phone.
This means I'm not just talking to myself, I'm talking on the phone. If you're reading the web on the inside of your eyeballs,
yeah,
it would look rude to people. It would look like I'm staring straight through you. But I'm not staring straight through you. I'm looking at the Fox News webpage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do I want people to know that? I would just go like this.
You know, so you're going to have a whole sign language thing.
Like
this sounds so unbelievable.
If I'm downloading information...
But it's true. It could happen, right?
Well, you see, my article is half serious and it's half satirical. I don't know which half is half, though, because things are converging so quickly, and computers are already such an amazing tool.
But we've checked it out a little further than your article, and the scientists tell us that it is absolutely true and absolutely possible for a human being to have a chip embedded in their system and to have many, many things appear in their mind upon command. So you would say, I need to know the name of the 18th president. Bing!
Not only that, I meet you and I call up your credit report while we're talking.
We thought Bill O'Reilly already had...